Tom was a warm, kind, loving son. He was my rock, and I feel so utterly lost without him. As will his loving girlfriend, Roxy. Since Tom's murder, I've been approached by all sorts of people who've expressed how inclusive and non-judgmental Tom was to them when others treated them differently. The murder of my son has impacted greatly on the local community, and I'd like to say a huge thank you to that community who have collectively shown me a massive amount of support. I'd also like to thank the investigating team of the East Midlands Major Crime Unit, Derbyshire Police. They've been... Thank you also to the Crown Prosecution Service and the council. Thank you very much. Tom was everything to me. I have no mother, I have no father, I have no other children, no husband or partner. Tom was my entire family, and I miss him, but I have his memory. It's been horrific, it's been awful, and people had tried to say, oh, in court, you know, it's a journey, and it's been something I wouldn't want to wish on anyone else. So in another way, it's a plea to people to not take their knives out with them, leave them at home, because for goodness sake, this has been horrendous. Like, and for those that have handed their knives in from the Project Zao, I know that there've been 400 knives collected in 6 weeks in Derbyshire. 6 weeks, 400 knives. So thank you to those people that have put those knives in that bin.